Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Am I the a-hole for refusing to uninvite my friend and his wife to my wedding, causing my sister to uninvite herself? Ooh, this is a good one. Let's get into it. I am getting married in December. Few weeks ago, my sister Anna came to me and asked me to uninvite my friend, let's call him Luke, and his wife, Julia. Okay, interesting. Anna and Luke used to date when they were in college. Okay, now it's making sense. They dated for 4 years until Anna ended the relationship because she fell in love with her work colleague, Adam. Naughty, naughty, Anna. Their relationship didn't last long and they split 6 months later. My sister realized that she still loves Luke, who by that time was already seeing Julia. Anna tried to get back with him, but Luke already moved on. Plus, he discovered that Anna was already flirting with Adam, even when they were still together. Sounds like karma to me. That was 3 years ago, and I thought my sister had already moved on. She had a few relationships, but nothing was serious. So I told Anna I can't uninvite Luke and Julia because they're dear to me, and most importantly, Julia's a relative of my future husband, their cousins. Anna broke down and told me Luke is the love of her life. Anna, my girl, you should have thought about that earlier. She told me how everything in her life right now is not working. She lost her job earlier this year and moved back state to live with our parents. She literally begged me to consider her feelings because it will break her heart to see Luke happy with his wife. Feelings are granted here, but let's go on. I told her that she needs to get over it, and if it's too painful for her, then she still has plenty of time to get therapy so she can finally move on. I said my wedding day is meant to be about me and my future husband, and I am not uninviting anyone on my guest list. Anna stormed off and has not spoken to me since. Well, yesterday, my mom called me and said I need to listen to my sister as she's depressed and in a very vulnerable state right now. I didn't know that my sister is depressed, so I told mom I'm sorry and I can recommend a good psychiatrist to help Anna. Mom said she's already on medication, and as family, I need to be a good support system for my sister. She said if I don't change my mind, then I should not expect my sister to be there on my wedding day. Oof. Let's complete the story here. I am so confused right now. I want my sister to be there and I want to help her with her mental illness, but I also want Luke and Julia to be at my wedding. I mean, there is still plenty of time, and maybe come December, Anna's mental health might have improved. Am I the a-hole? Okay. Girl, here's some advice. You are not the a-hole, and you're not the a-hole for setting boundaries here. And here's the deal. You can still be kind to your sister, but it's important for her to understand that this is your special day. And it's not up to her on who you invite and who you uninvite to your own wedding. She's got the freedom to be there or not be there, but this is your day and you have to be there and your husband's there. And I think that you guys have the right to be able to invite who you want and what family you want there too. If you really want to help your sister, you have to start by setting some clear boundaries. And you can still be kind and understanding of her emotions and everything that she's going through, but it's important for her to understand that she can't manipulate and control other people's worlds around her in order to make herself feel better about the situation that she's created, especially on your big wedding day. Okay, so that one was messy in a wedding family kind of way. The next one is, well, smaller, but the entitlement is real. My neighbor kept parking in my driveway, so I parked behind him and went out of town. Oh, this is some good neighborhood drama. Let's get into it. My neighbor's been parking in my driveway for months. I've asked him not to a bunch of times, but he always goes, it's just for a sec, and shrugs it off. Oh, I hate that. Came home last Friday, and yup, there he was again. Only thing was, I was heading out of town for the weekend. So, I pulled in behind him, locked up, grabbed my stuff, and left a couple hours later. I had a bunch of missed calls and a text like, dude, WTF. But I didn't answer it. Hope he had a relaxing weekend to think things through. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Honestly, I get it. You were patient, your boundary was ignored, you got fed up, and eventually you just had to stop explaining yourself. Was it petty? Absolutely. But it was also a clear consequence of someone repeatedly not respecting your space. The ironic thing is that when people keep pushing back on basic respect, they're usually the first ones to act completely shocked when it backfires on them. And the last one is a much quieter issue, but I think a lot of people are gonna have some thoughts on it. Wife tracks my location on iPhone. I don't like it. Okay, so basically, this man's wife is tracking his location on his iPhone, questions where he stops, and it's starting to feel a lot more like surveillance than love. My wife, 30, female, tracks my location on iPhone, Find My. I'm a 31 male, feel smothered and not free. We have two young kids, and she stays home while I work. We have no trust issues and a very nice, wonderful relationship. She's not worried about me cheating. Okay, so what's going on here with the tracking? The last year or so, she's been bugging me to share my location on my phone so she knows when, where I am and when I am coming home from work, etc. I come home at random times, usually work at the office late. I told her I didn't really want to do that because after years of being together, I really feel a little smothered, like I don't have free will. All I do is go to the gym before she wakes up, then go to work, then come home, and if I ever deviate from that routine, she asks me, "What were you doing at Walmart?" Seems lame for it to bother me, right? Yesterday, I got off work a little early and headed over to a jewelry store for Christmas shopping for her. It is next to a guitar center. I am a guitar player who loves to check out new guitars. So far, so good. I would never buy something expensive without talking about it with her. I came home to, why did I spend an hour in guitar center instead of spending more time with her and the kids? You guys, it sounds like you need to have a heart-to-heart conversation. Like, I'm talking one of those where the glass of wine comes out, you're sitting on the couch, the kids are in bed, and you gotta talk through some things, but let's keep going here. It just makes me want to stop sharing my location, but it feels shady. I mean, what do you guys think? Am I being silly? I just don't feel free as a person. She's in the bank, the email, she can look at my phone whenever she asks, the Amazons, the streamings in my journal. None of this feels mischievous or untrusting. It's just like she just loves me and wants to know everything I am up to and doesn't see it as anything else. Update. Almost 1,000 replies in the last 10 hours. Okay, we gotta read this so we get the full story. My conclusions. I spoke with her about it on a date. Okay, progress, I like to hear it. We dropped off the kids with grandma. I gave her the jewelry I bought her while she thought I was hiding out at a guitar center and told her how I felt about the situation, that I don't feel free or when she stalks me. Stalks is a heavy word to use with your wife, but we'll keep going. She agreed it wasn't cool, but told me she stalks me because she's waiting at home for me and feels trapped with both the young kids. Wow. As most of you stated, she was actually happy I was chilling at the guitar store on a Friday after work, but was also really overwhelmed at home. I told her that the combination of her reading my journal and making me feel like I could not buy her a surprise in peace made me feel trapped as well. We are turning off location tracking for now, but I have promised to text her at the normal time I should leave work just to let her know if I will stay late and to text her on the way home. See, that sounds like balance. That's what happens when you guys have a clear conversation and you just lay it out on the table. No pun intended on the date at the restaurant. I like that. She told me as for my location and journal, she is too curious and needs them out of her vision. I will not leave my journal lying around the house in plain sight and expect her not to be curious. I agree with that. It may be hard for me not to look too. Thanks for all the advice. I hope it helps some others here too. Some things to take away. Gals want to know where you are. It's not uncommon to share locations and relationships. More guys than you think are okay with that. More guys than you think are bothered by that. Guys, I promise she's an amazing wife. I just need to communicate and she needs. And the sentence cut off prematurely, but I think we understand what happened here. Okay, so they essentially solve their own issue through this whole Reddit forum, and I think it's amazing. All they needed to do was just have a clear, respectful communication on what each person was feeling and just to be open and honest about the whole situation. Okay, just to further validate what we saw here, I think the husband's discomfort here was totally valid. I think that when you're feeling uncomfortable with a certain level of surveillance in a relationship, that you should be able to speak about it openly and have that conversation with that person and really talk about things, because usually it is a reflection of something deeper that was going on, which we found out was that the wife was feeling like she was trapped in the house with the kids. And I think it was just her way of being able to reach outside the home and have a little bit more perspective of what her husband was doing. So the husband was not wrong for wanting to have more space and more trust in the relationship. And by talking it out, actually allowed them to enter into a whole new level in their relationship and become that much healthier for it, which I think is amazing. The lesson here is to be honest early, communicate early, set those boundaries, and understand that a healthy relationship comes from open and honest communication, not constant access. Okay, so I need to know your take in the comments. Was the bride right to hold the line? Was the driveway revenge well deserved? And in story 3, does location sharing feel loving to you, or does it get uncomfortable fast? If you enjoyed this as much as I did, please like, comment, and subscribe. I'll see you in the next one.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.